إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما. قال ربنا عز وجل في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، إخوة الإيمان والإسلام، brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called up on us in Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, in Surah al-Tahrim. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. O you who believe, repent to Allah, a faithful, a truthful, a sincere repentance. Repent to Allah with a faithful repentance. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you to do. To repent to Him sincerely and truthfully. Every one of us in here wishes to enter the gardens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us in here wishes to have his sins expiated, removed. Don't you want to enter Jannah? Don't you want to have the pleasures and the joy of Jannah? We all want that. We all wish for that. If you want this Jannah, then you must do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Within the same ayah I just recited. Repenting to Him truthfully and faithfully. And if you do that, the ayah continues reading, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. If you repent truthfully to Allah, He will forgive all your sins. And He will admit you into a Jannah. Beneath this Jannah, rivers flow, walillahi alhamd. All you have to do is truthfully repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your sins will be forgiven and you will be granted the Jannah which everyone hopes to have. May Allah grant us Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, you might hear people reminding you, and imams teaching you and reminding you time after time about repenting to Allah, about tawbah and seeking the forgiveness of Allah. Yes, we are in need of listening to reminders like this, and lectures like this, and talks like this. Did you question yourself how many times Allah mentioned tawbah in His Quran, Jalla Jalala? Plenty of times, almost in every surah Allah repeats repentance and tawbah, and the virtues of tawbah, and the importance of tawbah, and the conditions of tawbah. Allah mentioned this very often in the Quran. Why? So that we would take this action of worship seriously, and faithfully, and truthfully, because it is our key to the garden of Allah, and to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repenting to Allah. Why? Because Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is a tawwab, i.e. the one who offers repentance, and the one who accepts repentance. No one can offer you to repent but Allah. No one can accept your repentance but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, you must repent to Allah as often as you can and as much as you can, since your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he swore by Allah, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ 70 مَرَّةً وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ 100 مَرَّةً. He says, by Allah, I seek Allah's forgiveness and I repent to Him more than 70 times a day. Another narration, 100 times a day. This is your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, free from sins. But this is what he used to do. He understood the purpose of Allah repeating Tawbah very often in the Quran, and he acted upon it. And that's why he is the best man in the sight of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why he is the example for us to follow. Peace be upon him. Ikhwat al-Iman wa al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and offers repentance and accepts repentance from those who commit the worst sins that can come to your mind ever. Look at the Christians. They accuse Allah of having a son. وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا. They accuse Allah of having a wife or a partner. They accuse Allah of Trinity. But there are three, but one God. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. تَعَالَى اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is free from their shirk, subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah mentioned this ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that they accused him of all these accusations, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. What did Allah say to them? What did Allah say to those who ascribe partners to him? أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Should they not repent to Allah and seek his forgiveness? What did he say after that? اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is the all-forgiving and the all-merciful. He's telling you, you're accusing me of having a partner and a son, and this and that and that and this. And here I am forgiven and merciful. All you have to do is what? Repent to Allah and seek his forgiveness sincerely and faithfully. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you that forgiveness and that repentance, insha'Allah ta'ala, if he sees there is sincerity in you. Followed with righteous actions, i.e. the conditions of tawbah, which we will cover soon, insha'Allah ta'ala. Ikhwat al-Iman wa al-Islam, we know very well, as the messenger of Islam, as the messenger of mercy, as the messenger of repentance, said to us in his hadith, in Sunan Abi Majah, Sunan Tirmidhi, narrated by Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with this sahabi. Kullu bani Adam khata. Every son of Adam, every human being is a sinner. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. And the best sinners are in the sight of Allah. And the best sinners in the sight of Allah are those who repent to Allah often. We understand from this hadith that none of us is free from committing sins. We will commit sins, yes. But what we must do right after we commit a sin, we turn to Allah. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They remember Allah, and then what did they do? They sought the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one forgives sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might have committed many sins, major and minor. This does not stop you from repenting to Allah. What did Allah say to us in Surah Al-Zukhruf? وَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Shaytan, Satan, may the curse of Allah be upon him and his followers, tries his best every day and every minute to prevent you from repenting to your Lord, from serving your Lord the way he wishes. He does all he can, may the curse of Allah be upon him, to prevent you. But what you have to do is listen to Allah and not to the shaytan. Allah says to you, do not let shaytan prevent you. Indeed, he is an open enemy to you. He is what? عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. A clear, obvious enemy to you and to those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not let shaytan come between you and Allah. Come and whispering to you, you've committed zina. You've committed crimes after crimes. How do you expect Allah to forgive you? How do you expect Allah to offer you repentance and accept it from you? This is what shaytan is trying to do. Well, Allah warned you of. He's trying to prevent you from going back and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't give him this chance. Listen to Allah. He is repeatedly calling upon you in the Quran al-Kareem, telling you to repent to me, fulfill the conditions of repentance, and you'll find me there, Ghafoor Rahim. Take the first step, repenting to Allah. And Allah will do the rest, insha'Allah ta'ala, jalla jalala. Ikhwat al-Iman wal-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, one of the three major sins. One of them takes you out of the fold of Islam, shirk. The second one is killing innocent lives. And the third one is committing fornication, zina, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah warned people who commit such actions a painful punishment that will be multiplied for them in Jahannam, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But Allah also said after this ayah, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ لِمَاذَا فَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. فقط لأن الله غفور رحيم جل جلاله. Except those who repent and have faith, i.e. firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they follow this repentance and faith with righteous deeds, عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, good deeds, i.e. you do what Allah says and you stay away from what Allah told you to stay away from. If you do this, Allah will change your sins, your bad deeds that you've been committing for decades, your entire life, 60, 70 years, 20, 15 years, no matter how old you are. If you fulfill these conditions mentioned in this ayah, you repent to Him, you have firm faith in Him, and you follow this with righteous actions, Allah will change your bad deeds into what? Good deeds. What else would you want, my brother and sister? What else would you want after this? Is there any better reward than this? Wallahi, nothing except to glance at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To look at the face, the beauty, and the majesty, and the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. That's what's better than this. Simply because Allah says within the same ayah, indeed Allah is the all-forgiving and the all-merciful. But if we really want this reward and this forgiveness, if we really want our bad deeds to be transformed into good deeds by the grace of Allah, then let us fulfill the conditions of Tawbah. Let me remind you what the conditions of Tawbah are. If you don't know them, then it is something new for you to learn. And if you know them, then it is a reminder for you. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, as Allah says. Reminders benefit the believers. Now, the conditions of Tawbah are four. Number one, to leave the sin you are committing. Al-iqla' al-ma'siyah. To abandon the sin. If you are smoking, stop smoking. If you are committing fornication, stop committing fornication. If you are lying, stop lying. If you are committing bid'ah, stop committing bid'ah. And so on and so forth. Stop immediately. That's number one. Number two, an-nadam. You regret the wrong which you committed. You've repented to Allah, you left that sin. At the same time, you have to regret. You have to feel bad about doing it. You shouldn't be proud of your past in Jahiliyyah. You are talking to your friends and you start bringing up your history in Jahiliyyah time and you are laughing, you are proud of your Jahiliyyah time. This shows that you are not truthful with your repentance. Every time you remember a sin you committed, you feel sad, you regret. While knowing that Allah forgave you, you still have to feel bad about it and regret it. That's one of the conditions of Tawbah, the second one. The third one is Al-Azm Alla Tarja'i Al-Ma'asi. You affirm and you confirm and you promise yourself and Allah that you should never go back to the same sins you repented from. You were committing fornication, you repented to Allah, you regretted that, never go back to it. Never go back to it. That's number three. Number four, رَدُّ الْحُقُوقِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. To give back the right of the people which you took from them. If you oppressed someone, if you backbited someone, if you robbed someone, if you cheated someone and took their property from them, then you must give them the rights back in order to complete the perfection of your repentance. If you backbited someone, you go to them and you tell them, here I am apologizing before you, here I am asking you to forgive me. If you could do that, do this. If you know it doesn't cause a bigger problem. But if you know it causes a bigger problem, then what you can do, as ulama say, make istighfar for them. Speak to them, speak about them good when they are absent. And inshallah, Allah will forgive you. If you took money from people, if you oppressed people and took their property wrongly and unfairly, give it back to them. If you couldn't find them, give sadaqah on their behalf and make dua for them. Allah might forgive you in this way. after you tried your best to find them, you couldn't find them, find someone who is very close to them, their father, their parents, their relatives, deliver the amanah to them. If not, give sadaqah on their behalf. Ask Allah to forgive them. Make dua for them. Asa Allahu an yaghfira lak. So that Allah might forgive your sin. You have something to meet Allah with on the day of resurrection. This is the fourth condition of tawbah. There are also two more conditions, my brother and sister in Islam, that many of us are unaware of. The condition number one is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullahu rahmatan wasi'ah. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. He said, peace be upon him. Inna Allah yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yughadir. Indeed, Allah accepts the repentance of his servant as long as death does not come to his throat, i.e. before the days of death comes to you. Allah will repent, Allah will offer you repentance and accept your tawbah as long as you do it before death comes to you. Before you see Malak al-Mawt, Allah will accept it. But if the days of death comes to you, i.e. Sakarat al-Mawt, comes to you and you are seeing the angel of death about to take your soul from your body, there'll be no tawbah for you, my brother and sister in Islam. I must remind myself before you. It means you repent before death comes to you. That's the fifth condition of tawbah. The sixth condition of tawbah, my dear brother and sister in Islam, is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, in Sahih Muslim. قال عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم من تاب تاب الله عليه من تاب قبل أن تطلع الشمس من مغربها تاب الله عليه صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. As you heard hadith in the Arabic language, he said peace be upon him, he who repents to Allah before the sun rises from the west, Allah will accept his repentance. We all know that one of the major signs of the day of resurrection is the sun rising from where? From the west. And when it rises from the west, it is too late for anyone to repent to Allah. The sinners, the disbelievers, it is too late for them. The gates of tawbah will be closed. And do whatever you want to do, Allah will never accept it from you. That's the hadith of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Repent before the days of death comes to you, and repent before the sun rises from the west. And if we don't do that, then our tawbah is rejected. And who tells you when you are going to die? The days of death might come to you as I am speaking here. As some of them says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون. Until death comes to one of them. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah says this. Until death comes to one of them, he says to Allah, oh Allah, send me back to dunya. Give me another chance. That's what the ayah says. A chance, O my Creator. Why? Why do you need this chance? لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. So that I might do good for what I left behind. I oppressed people. I never gave the rights back to them. I backbited people. I never apologized. I never made dua for them. I disobeyed my parents. And I died before making up with my parents. I never paid my zakat. I never kept family ties. I disobeyed the Rasul of Islam. But I never repented. Send me back to dunya, O my Creator. I might do good. I might please you. I won't be the same person I was. What did Allah reply to such people? كلا never. إنها كلمة هو قائلها. This person dying, who's experiencing the days of death, he's only uttering a word. He does not mean it. ولو ردوا لعادوا لما نهوا عنه. Allah says in Surah Al-An'am, if they were given a chance to go back to dunya, they would go back exactly the same sins they used to do. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Allah علام الغيوب. Allah knows the seen and the unseen. So he knew if they were given a chance, they would rebel against the will of Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So therefore, there'll be no chance given to such people. May Allah make us not from them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala afdal nabiyina wal mursaleen. Muhammad ibn Abdillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa man ihtada bihadihi wa stanna bisunnatihi ila yawmiddin. Wa ba'du ayyuhal mubarakun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah and grant us a faithful repentance and forgiveness. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, we've mentioned the importance of repentance, we've mentioned the seriousness of not repenting, and we've also mentioned the virtues of repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we've also mentioned the conditions of repentance. Now, I ask you respectfully and kindly to listen attentively. Let us ponder, let us contemplate upon the gracious Qur'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us taste of the beauty of the Qur'an which Allah sent to us. Let us read some ayat and have a little journey with the Qur'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how we finish the khutbah inshaAllah ta'ala. Of course it is related to the forgiveness of Allah and repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Muhammad, to tell us, to deliver to us. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell them, O Muhammad, tell those servants of mine who continuously wrong themselves, committing sins. Because when you commit a sin, you are wronging no one but yourself. Non-stop committing sins, major and minor, day and night. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Do not despair from the forgiveness of Allah, from the kindness of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. If we only try to ponder upon this bit from this ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Try, my brother and sister Islam, open the Quran and try to understand this ayah according to your understanding. Allah forgives all sins. Why am I still committing sins? Why am I delaying my repentance to Allah? Why am I delaying seeking forgiveness from Allah? Try to put up on this ayah and you will come to your senses and you wait no longer than seconds except you will repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness. Because Quran speaks to you and speaks to your heart before your ears. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. He forgives all sins. Why? Simply because He is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. The next ayah reads, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. If you want Allah to forgive all your sins, act upon the ayah which follows. And turn to your Lord, repent to your Lord, and submit to Him, i.e. obey Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Before a punishment comes to you, and you will have no one to defend you against this punishment. You will have no one to prevent you from having this punishment. You will have no one to intercede for you before Allah. You will have no one to speak on your behalf on the day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do that. Repent and submit to Allah. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمْ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. The next ayah reads, and follow that which Allah sent to you, the best of that which Allah sent to you, ayah Qur'an al-Kareem. It's better than the Tawrat, better than the Injil, better than the Zabur, better than the scriptures which every Nabi was given. All these books, when they were revealed, they were perfectly fine, free from deficiency. The speech of Allah, of course. But shortly after the prophets passed away, what did they do to these books? They corrupted these books, al-Yahud and al-Nasara. Except the Qur'an. Allah took an oath that He would preserve this Qur'an all the way to the day of. So it is the best book to follow. It is the best way of life to follow. The way of life in the Qur'an and the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow that before a punishment comes to you while you are not expecting it. Surprisingly, a punishment of Allah will come to you. Surprisingly, death will come to you. The angel of death will come to you. The gate of Tawbah will be closed. أَمْ تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسَرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. When the punishment of Allah comes to one of these people, they will say, يَا حَسَرَةَ. They will express regret. They will say, I regret not fulfilling the right of Allah. I regret not obeying Allah and following His beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, I was from those who were playing around, wasting time, chasing dunya, chasing unbeneficial riches in this dunya. أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. Or he will say, this individual dying, if only Allah guided me, I would have been from the righteous. Liar. Guidance came to you. What did you do? You turned away and you left. He will be saying this. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. Or when the punishment comes to one of them, the next ayah reads, he will say, if I only have one chance, I will be from the muhsinin. I will be from those who worship Allah as if they see Him. I will be from those who blindly follow Rasulullah without questioning the sunnah of Rasulullah or the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately like some Muslims do today. بَلَى قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِ فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah answered these people at the end of this. He said, never. You will not be given this chance. Your regret will not help you. My ayat, my deen, came to you. What did you do? You denied, you rejected. And what did you do? You turned yourself with arrogance and you disbelieved. And therefore, forgiveness will not be given to you. Repentance will not be accepted from you. This is an ayat from Surah Az-Zumar. I call upon myself and everyone else in here, or wherever you might be, to read the Quran Kareem with an open heart and try to understand it and try to taste the beauty of the Quran, because the real deprived person is the one who is deprived from understanding the beauty and the sweetness of the Quran. Remember, the Quran is not written by so and so or that and this. It's your Creator. He spoke it in the way that suits His Majesty and Honor subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not deprive yourself from its beauty and its virtues and its benefits and its guidance. Your best friend in this dunya, before your mother, who should it be? The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should be your best friend, because if your best friend is the Quran in this dunya, it will be your friend interceding for you on the day when everyone will flee away from his mother and father and wife and son and daughter. The Quran will be there interceding for you, as the hadith of Rasul Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam